We're joined now by freshman cross-country runner from Northwest High School, Claire Meishan. Claire is selected to the Dream Team by her area coaches. First off, Claire, just congratulations, and how's it feel to be a Dream Teamer?
It feels amazing. I never thought I would get here.
Yeah, especially as just a freshman, too. How's it feel to know that all the coaches in the area thought that you were one of the best runners? And that really stands out because just a freshman, not very often do freshmen get a chance to get on that team. So it got to feel extra special, huh?
Yes, it's honestly, I'm still trying to process it in my head.
That's terrific. Hey, Claire, what part of the season just really kind of stood out to you? Because it was the first season for you from high school and everything. Just how was it in that first level at the high school level?
It was strange at first because I never really ran in cross country and I never competed in anything at the high school level. So it was just like really weird because it was much more intense. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you end up really liking it then?
Yes, I enjoyed it a lot. I miss it really bad.
What's your favorite parts about competing in a cross-country race?
Probably just getting to see, like getting to hear all my teammates and like all my friends cheer on, not only for me, but for the rest of my team.
Awesome. And I imagine you had some pretty good teammates. Are a lot of the people on your team pretty good friends of yours as well?
Yes, that my team is amazing. There's not words to describe them. They're completely amazing people.
That's awesome, Claire. How about the coaching staff? They do pretty well for you as well?
Yes, they were always like behind me 100%. They were always there for me, always ready to help me and encourage me. It was great.
Claire, is there a specific race from this past season that kind of stands out to you?
Probably the sectionals race, just because of how intense of a run it was, because not only were we racing to go to state, but we were racing a really tough course.
Yeah, what makes the course so difficult?
It was there was a very, very long, steep hill that was at the very end of the race. And by this time, everyone was just dying, and no one could make it up the hill. And it was just a really long, hard struggle.
Yeah, so I imagine at that point, then, you're physically pretty exhausted. So I bet you it's kind of all a mental game, huh? Just kind of that willpower.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize how much of cross-country is mental.
Yeah, because you just kind of have to push yourself to that next level, huh?
Yeah, you just have to like keep on reminding yourself, like, I'm almost there, I'm almost done. I can do this.
Yeah, where do you think that some of your mental strength comes from?
Probably like my parents. They've always taught me like to be mentally strong and to just like roll with the punches and always just keep going and never give up no matter what.
Would you consider yourself a pretty competitive person as well?
Yes, it just runs in my family. We're all really competitive.
That's good. I feel like being really competitive probably helps you a lot in that mental standpoint because, you know, you don't want to quit. You don't quit, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, Claire, so you mentioned that you miss it already, but you're playing basketball now as well. Do you find yourself going out to train a little bit, going on any long runs, or do you kind of decide to give yourself a little bit of a break at this point?
I have been going on some runs, mostly on weekends with a teammate of mine.
Oh, so you just got to keep going, huh? Got to keep the itch scratched, right?
Yes, I love running so much, I can't just give it up completely.
Yeah, obviously it's still a little bit down the line because you still got 3 more years of high school, but is that something you maybe would want to do at college eventually?
I've been thinking about it, and at first I was not really interested in it because I didn't really want to do sports in college, but now that I realize how much I enjoy it, I've been kind of thinking about it.
Yeah, starting to fall a little bit more and more in love with it, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Claire, you have a couple years left to still run. In fact, you have more than a couple. You got 3 years left. So I imagine next year your goals are just going to be to kind of improve and beat all your times from this year?
Yes, I definitely am hoping to hopefully place a little higher than I have been.
Yeah. Hey, Claire, any final thoughts on being a Dream Team member here before I let you go?
I'm just so, thankful for, all the people who've helped me get this far. I wouldn't have been able to be here without all, the support I've had.
Yeah, you want to give any special shout-outs to those people that have helped you along the way?
I would just like to thank all my coaches and all my teammates. And just, I can't wait to do it again next year.
Hey, Claire, congratulations yet again on being a 2016 Fall Dream Teamer.
Thank you.
That's Claire Meisha, the Northwest Alliance, a freshman already on the Dream Team. I have to think that this won't be the only time we see her on the Dream Team in the years to come. You're listening to Regional Radio.